Good morning. I'm Anna Kolash.
And I'm Michael Faulkner. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show from Bishop Kerrigan High School.
Last week, the volleyball team presented their awards for the season. Allison Blocker and Christina Richter were named offensive MVPs, while Callie Smith and Mandy Kohlhaus earned defensive MVP honors. Kelly Rouse and Michaela Borman won the Coaches Award, and Allison Blocker and Taylor Sink were named Most Improved Players. The annual Miss Hustle Award went to Kelly Klein and Chloe Bear, and Jesse Rosenmeyer and Michaela Borman split the Spirit Award. Three Golden Bears earned all-conference honors. Christina Richter was named to the first team, Chloe Bear made the second team, and Callie Smith won third team all-conference selection. Congratulations to the Volleyball Award winners.
The Football Awards were also announced last week. Junior quarterback Brett Capacious was named Offensive Player of the Year, while Joe Straub was Defensive Player of the Year. Kicker Enrique Noguera won the Special Teams Award, and Nick Kellner, Nick Furch, and Alec Buckle split the Scout Team honors. Kyle Smith won the Larry Weir Award, Corey Whelan won the Bill Higgs Memorial Trophy, and Daniel Tilges won the Dennis Cruz Award. Brian Patterson and Ethan Gish were the most improved on offense, and Devin Tindall, David Miller, and Kevin Elbert were the most improved on defense.
The Coaches Award went to Jimmy Geelan. Brian Hamilton won the Defense Award, and Jack Bradley was named the football team's MVP. Jack was also named a first-team All-District player, as were Corey Wheeland, Brett Capacious, Joe Straub, Brian Hamilton, and Brian Patterson. Vince Cruz, Ethan Gish, and David Miller were second-team All-District selections. Honorable mentions for All-District went to Kyle Smith, Daniel Tilches, and Alec Buckle. Finally, the 2009 team captains were announced. They are Brett Capacious, Kevin Elbert, and David Redding.
The annual Garrigan Magazine Drive finished off last week. It was down to the wire, but in the end, we made our overall school goal. The final total was $11,186 in subscriptions sold. The junior class edged past the seniors at the last minute to take first place honors overall, with the sophomores coming in third. The number one seller overall was senior Ben Hellman, who sold $644 worth of magazines. Sophomore Eric Bowman was second, and Beth Kolash was third.
Times two.
Last weekend, for the second time this year, Garrigan did extremely well in a large regional Quiz Bowl tournament. Two Golden Bear teams made playoffs, and one of them ended up in second place out of 49 teams at the Bulldog Invitational Tournament held at Algona High. The team of Joe Straub, Christopher Schmidt, Vince Cruz, and Jake Rosemeyer ended up in second place, falling to the championship team from AHS. In addition, Anna Kolash, Michael Faulkner, Michael Hellman, and Alex Hamilton were undefeated in the preliminary rounds and also qualified for the playoffs. They finished in seventh place overall.
There's more Quiz Bowl action today. The Quiz Bowl team left early this morning, and right about now, they're arriving in Orange City for the MOC Floyd Valley Tournament. Christopher Smith, Joe Straub, Anna Kolash, Rebecca Erdman, and Michael Faulkner will be today's varsity Golden Bear team, while Brittany Birdie, Sam Norlin, Alex Hamilton, Jake Rosenmeyer, and Michael Hellman will be in the JV division. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Next week, four Garrigan students will head down to Ames to participate in the All-State Music Festival. Last month, seniors Rebecca Brosnan, Sam Norland, and Alec Buckle, and sophomore Sarah Matthews were all selected from among the top vocalists in the state to receive All-State recognition. They'll leave Thursday and spend a day rehearsing before the big All-State concert on Friday. The All-State Festival concert will be broadcast over Iowa Public Television on Thanksgiving weekend.
Last weekend, we told you about the Golden Bear Cheerleaders State Championship win. What we didn't say was at the same time the cheerleaders were competing in Des Moines, Rachel and Rebecca Malsbury were down in Pella for the state solo dance competition. Both of the Malsbury girls finished in the top 10 statewide. Rachel earned 7th place honors, and Rebecca was 8th in the state. Congratulations to this great achievement to our dancers.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on David Miller. Here to tell you about him is Michael Hellman.
If you check out the BGHS website, a lot of the pages you will see will be designed by David Miller. David has worked with web design and other computer classes all through his high school years. David won Most Improved in All-District honors in football, and he's looking forward to a dominating season in intramural basketball. David will be off to college in the fall, and we wish him all the best of luck in the future.
Thanks, Michael. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's Quiz Bowl today in Orange City. Also, the nurses' aid students are finishing up their clinical exams this weekend.
Monday, boys basketball practice begins. Tuesday at 1:30 p.m., we will have an induction ceremony for the National Honor Society. And that night, girls basketball team begins their season with a jamboree at Corwith Leslie Laverne.
Wednesday, the freshmen will have a night of reflection for confirmation at the KC Hall. Then Thursday through Saturday, there's the All-State Music Festival at Iowa State University.
Finally, next Friday marks Presentation Day, the feast of the Sisters of the Presentation, who have served Bishop Garrigan throughout its history. 50 years ago, our school's staff was full of Presentation Sisters. These days, there are only two. Sister Janet Gates, who works in the office as our registrar, and Sister Mary Herman, who is our curriculum director and librarian. We thank them and all the Presentation Sisters who have worked at Garrigan over the years.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.